98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Joining us in the studio today is a fabulous chef, and not just a chef, but an owner of a fabulous restaurant, and a father, and a loving husband, and all kinds of other stuff. Mr. James Campbell Caruso. Chef James, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jan. Thanks. Good.
Thanks for coming into the studio and taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Like, you just published a book, correct? Mm-hmm. And this is not your first book, is that correct?
Yeah, it's my second cookbook, but it just came out this May.
And this is a really special one because it's a labor of love near and dear to your heart. It's called, this book is called España. I almost want to say savoring, but it's exploring the flavors of Spain. And could you tell us a little bit about this book and how it got its inception?
Yeah, it really is a La Boca cookbook. So it's a lot of the favorite dishes that we serve. We just wanted to share some of these with more people. We get a lot of recipe requests, and basically I just couldn't keep up with them. I'll send recipes on an email and get little scribbled notes. I like this dish, and I just couldn't keep up. So we decided to put out this book, and it really came out even better than I imagined with the photos by Douglas Merriam.
Yeah, I'm holding this in my hand. It's spectacular. Beautiful. And I did have to read it again last night, and it kept me awake. I was hungry, and I could not fall asleep.
Don't read it when you're hungry.
No. And don't read it before you go to bed either, because you'll have, well, maybe you want to have dreams of boquerones. I don't know. And not only you've got the book, but you've also got a couple of book signings happening this weekend. One is tomorrow in Santa Fe. Where is that happening?
Yeah, tomorrow at La Boca from 3 to 5. We're going to set up a table kind of outside on the sidewalk and be there with a little bit of snacks, gazpacho, and some warm weather dishes
snacks
that you can come sample and take a look at the book. We're gonna have music by the legendary Pedro Romero, who's my friend and accordion player, who's the author of a great song called Sleeping Bag, but don't ask him to play it near my restaurant because it's raunchy.
Okay.
It's something about zipping them together. Anyway, when you see him playing on the plaza,
okay,
ask him about that. But he's going to give us some music for ambiance. 3 to 5 at La Boca, we'll be presenting the cookbook.
Okay, perfect. And you'll be there to sign.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
That's great.
Yep.
And then you've also got one happening in Albuquerque. For all the Albuquerque people, or if you're going to be in Albuquerque on Saturday, you're also doing a book signing at Farm and Table Restaurant.
Yeah, we have.
Where is that located?
The Farm and Table Restaurant is on 4th Street in Albuquerque, kind of up in the North Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. I don't have the address. They have a great website, farmandtable.com, I think it is.
That's pretty simple.
And
that's from 11 to 2 tomorrow?
That's from 11 to 2. We're going to set up on the patio. I'm going to make paella for everybody to sample. And it's just a great, great restaurant that backs up to a 12-acre farm of all organic produce that they use in the restaurant.
Wow.
And we like that place a lot. We have a great fan base in Albuquerque. We have a lot of customers come up here and enjoy La Boca. So we're going to go down and say hi to those people.
That's very cool. Now, not only do you have the book and the book signings and just a whirlwind of PR and things, but you've also got Taberna La Boca opening very soon. Can you tell us a little bit about this and why did you decide to do a tavern as well as the restaurant?
Yeah, we've been putting out little bits of information at a time, but it's coming probably mid-August, something like that. We just want to kind of share what we do with more people. And as we grow and our business grows and more interest in eating tapas and eating at La Boca, as that all starts to evolve, we realize we don't have enough space to serve everybody that wants to come.
Ah.
So we also wanted a room that's kind of a gathering spot for local Santa Feans. Don't want to make a reservation. You can just come in. Have some great food and wine from Spain, some tapas that are right on the bar that the bartender will serve you, some quick and easy things, and then more elaborate dishes, and some of La Boca favorite dishes will come out of our kitchen from Taverna. And
because it's just right across the alley from there, right?
It's right across the alley. You just kind of walk down the alley like you're going to the Bullring restaurant, and we're going to have a patio out there too.
Wow.
And we'll direct you when you start coming.
And that'll be open, you're opening mid-August?
Mid-August, could be the end of August. We're in, you know, construction and permit zone right now, so it's a little unpredictable. But
that'll be open daily?
It'll be open daily. We're going to start at 10 a.m. We can do espresso and some pastry and a little bit of tapas on the bar.
Okay.
You can always sit and have lunch there. And then at 5 p.m., it'll be more of an extension of what La Boca is.
Certainly. A little more, kind of like more of a relaxed, casual.
Yeah,
a little not that La Boca is stuffy or uptight.
Right,
it's
yeah.
just more of a,
it'll be,
a meeting place.
It'll be easier to just gather with friends. There'll be some live music and a community nice. Table on one end of the bar for about 12 people. We've already have some artist groups and people that want to come in and reserve that table for meetings and gatherings, and that's exactly what we envisioned in that. So it's already starting to happen.
Cool. If people have or need more information about Taberna La Boca, where could they go? Is there, will you be doing a website for that, or will it be just more information online at La Boca? Or
yeah, right now we're building a website that has both, and when you okay. click on the homepage, you can go to either restaurant.
Nice. That's convenient.
Happening now, but for now you can go to labocasf.com for info, or call us at the restaurant 982-3433. Yeah.
Cool. I remember when you first opened, and then not long after that, New York Times ran an article, and they've run several. You've been in several of their articles. Did that have an enormous impact on La Boca? I mean, did it just kind of blow it open for you as far as tourists or anything like that?
I think whenever you get that kind of recognition early on, it really helps you launch mm-hmm. and establish and position yourself. And that was really helpful. We had some really good press right at the beginning, which kind of described us just the way we thought of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that was great.
And it wasn't only the Times. You also had Food Network, Travel right. and Leisure, Esquire.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of fun when that happens. We have tourists coming with the New York Times in their hand, getting directed to our place from the newspaper. And it's a lot of fun.
Do you ever sign the newspapers for them?
I have done a few of those.
Cool. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So, James, thank you so much for coming in today. Is there anything else you want to mention about either Taberna La Boca or about the book signings? I should actually quick say the book signing tomorrow at La Boca, outside on the sidewalk from 3 to 5.
Right.
Come on by, pick up a book, get it signed. Have a little nibble, enjoy some music. And also, if you're in Albuquerque, this Saturday at Farm and Table Restaurant from 11 to 2.
Right.
So those are the two book signings coming up. But is there anything else that you would like to mention about either the books or the book or Taberna?
I think you've got it covered. At La Boca, the existing La Boca, we always have a 3 to 5 happy hour, half price tapas every day. And when we open Taberna, we're going to have a 5 to 7, more of an after-work happy hour on our patio and in the bar at Taberna. So you can come find us anytime.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention. Chef James has cooking demonstrations, sherry seminars, food and wine events. They're going to be hosted in the mid-afternoon at Taberna La Boca, and it will be open available for private bookings, for private events, wine dinners, paella parties, mm-hmm. Dinners, wedding receptions, all sorts of stuff. So you can get a hold of them at La Boca for those needs. Thank you once again for coming in. I appreciate it. And we'll see you not only at La Boca, but at Taberna La Boca, correct?
Thanks. Yeah, we'll see you soon.
All right, and break a leg on the book signings tomorrow.
I'll give it a try.
Okay, thanks, James. Bye-bye. You are listening to 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Big ups going out to Chef James Campbell Caruso of La Boca and his new restaurant, Taberna La Boca, and also of his fabulous book, España, Exploring the Flavors of Spain. You are not going to believe the photographs in this book. Don't read it hungry, please. 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, streaming live on the internet at santafe.com.